talking in your sleep. They're the kind that I don't wanna meet. Hearts racing, we're living a lie. You tell me not to worry, and everything will keep. Things are piling up, I'm in the deep. Dog lazy, stop telling me lies. Conversation standing on the street, everybody staring as we speak. Arms waving, I'm trying to get by. You walk a fine line. Let's face it. Face it.
Seven. The voice and our musical guests today, Joe Symes and The Loving Kind, specifically Joe Symes and Colin White. And we heard their song Fine Line from their brand new debut album, Joe Symes and The Loving Kind. And all the way from Liverpool, Joe and Colin. Gentlemen, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, we are here.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Yeah, we're cool. Everything's all good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. You know, I think this is getting to be an annual thing. Hopefully we'll do it more often, but I think we last checked in with you guys about a year ago, and I think you were just starting the band Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. So, you know, how's that whole thing evolved? It's a pretty big year you guys have had between then and now.
Oh, a lot's happened. A lot has happened and all that. When we spoke to you last time, we got the full band together. And we played at the main stage at the O2 Academy, one in Liverpool, for Noel Gallagher's after show party. And that was the second gig as a full band. And since then, it's been really, really rocketing. Things have really progressed. After that, we were invited to play support Steve Craddock from Ocean Colour Scene, which is band. He also plays guitar for Paul Weller.
Ah.
Since then, it's really, really building stuff. And all that. We've now got management for the band. Our manager, Ian McHale, who's doing a lot of stuff for the band. And it's just, things are really, really building and building and building. And all that, you know?
So much has happened in such a small matter in the past 12 months.
It's unbelievable.
It's insane, but it's good insane.
That's the way you want it to be. No, it sounds wonderful. So let's talk about the band for a second. Let's shout out to the other guys who are not with you tonight. Who's in the band? Who else is in the band?
Well, there's me, Colin, drummer. Hello. There's Joe, who's sitting next to me, singer-songwriter, frontman. There's also Paul, Mr. Paul Hetherington, on guitar. And there's Chris Giblin. I think he's online now, so he might be listening to this.
Hey,
he's
Chris.
On bass. And there's Mr. Dave Skilling, who's the keyboard player, and he might be listening too. So hello to everyone else out there. So that's us. And obviously our manager, Ian, he might be listening to this too. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Ian. Yes, he dropped me a really nice note looking forward to this, so he very well might be out there. So you guys used to have more of a kind of a straight ahead rock attack, you know, especially when it, you know, when you were working with other musicians, Joe, and with The Loving Kind, you've done a bit of a stylistic change, and I really like the growth. What precipitated all that? It's got more of a maybe bluesy, jazzy sound in some songs. What led to the whole change?
It's just a songwriting, Mike. You know, it's just I read songs and, like, you know, I got presented to, like, the band, and I heard these about, you know, how I'm sound, you know, whether it's going to be like Dixieland or whether, like, you know, laid back sounds and stuff and all that, and, you know, whether it's going to be like a bit Bach influenced or whether it's going to be like, you know, Beatles influenced and stuff or, you know, Motown or whatever and stuff and all that. You know, I go into the band and, like, I've got an idea about how I want the song to sound, and I'll say I want it to sort of, like, you know, sound like this and stuff and all that, and give me ideas and stuff and that. And, like, you know, the rest of the band members will, like, say, you know, well, how about this? And, like, so on and so forth, you know. But before I go into the band with a song, I've got a definite idea of how I'm hearing it in my head. And it's fortunate and, like, really good to, like, I've got band members on board who sort of, like, you know where they come from, and they go, oh, yeah. Which I think, to be honest with you, in a band is very hard to find, because if you're looking for band members to sort of, like, you know, mirror what you're talking about and doing, it can be very, very, you know, a bit of a struggle to find. And, like, I'm so fortunate to, like, be working with, like, amazing musicians who think in the same way. And, like, everything that, like, I've come into the band with recently and all that, and all the songs on the new album, our debut album, I've gone, oh, yeah, I'll take, you know, it's sort of like, I'm looking at myself, you know, I'll take working with, like, four other, you know, musicians who are, like, just like me. So it's sort of playing silent, you know, so you make time, like, it's, the response from the debut album is absolutely amazing. Especially when, like, you know, you have, you know, the Beatles' first manager and promoter, you know, getting involved with the band and stuff and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, going back to the whole collaboration thing for just a second. So, Joe, you're the songwriter, but it sounds like the rest of the guys in the band do have a little bit of room to kind of put their imprint on it. So it does sound like a bit of a band feel for sure. It sounds like you start with the idea and then they kind of run with it and kind of bring it to where you originally envisioned it.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, I'll go with the song and say, like, I'm sort of, like, got this idea. And, like, you know, what I sort of, like, tend to do is, what I tend to do is, I sort of, like, you know, use that spin on top. We'll just spin it and see where it goes. And, you know, whatever comes out with it and stuff and all that. And, like, you know, we go back and forward on it and stuff and all that. And even the recording studio, you know, we tend to, like, you know, change things and stuff. And all. What about that and stuff and all that. But recording the debut album was, like, you know, was really great, because we were back and forth and, like, you know, pre-production work and all that. And I think pre-production work is really, really important if you're going to put together an album. And, like, on the response we got for the album, when people listen to it, the feedback is phenomenal.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit. In fact, a couple folks online have really made some nice comments about the first track that they just heard. Sparky really thought it was a fun-sounding track. So what kind of response have you guys gotten on the new work?
It's all been really good. It's all been absolutely, well, it's all been, like, completely positive. And the thing that, well, the vast majority of the people have said, the first thing that they've said is that they've sort of latched onto the diversity. I mean, you know, on the album, you know, you've got, well, the main sort of six tracks. I mean, you know, this is obviously excluding the bonus tracks, but the main six tracks of the album are very, you know, obviously, you know, the first track is like a big rocker. The second track, which is playing now, is a good one of like a Dixieland sort of feel. The third track's a jazz feel. The fourth track is a bit Bacharach. The fifth track is country. The last track, psychedelia. It's all very, very different, but at the same time, and I think we're very proud to say this, even though it's very, very, very diverse, at the same time, it's consistent. I think that's very, very difficult to do, to have something, you know, have a collection of songs. It's like 1 minute it's this, 1 minute it's that, 1 minute it's the other thing. But then it doesn't sound like it's, you know, it doesn't sound like a compilation album by a load of different bands just putting the songs on an album. It's very consistent. And again, I can't imagine a lot of people sort of doing that and getting away with it. But for some reason, it's worked, and it'll work again and again on the next things we do too.
I mean, even this week and stuff and all that, this has been like a week of like interviews for the band. We've done no gigs this week.
Yeah, we've had a week off, haven't we? Gigs.
We've had a week off and stuff and all that. Wow. I haven't had a week off. I've been writing, like, you know what I mean? But it's been a week of interviews and stuff and all that, and like, you know, in Liverpool, and like, this is the, you know, like tonight's interview, like, you know, over to you guys and stuff and all that. But the people that are like have been doing interviews with this week and stuff and all that, when they've heard tracks and all that, they've commented and stuff and all that. We done one on a Thursday, and the radio presenter, when she heard the song Lovers Undercover, she said, "Oh, reminds me a bit of Bacharach." Mm. And then when, you know, you're the DJ presenter, he turned around and said, like, yeah, happy when I hear those man, the Beatles. She said, off air, she said, what we're hearing is, you know, you put your album on, and most albums that they hear, you tend to, like, have the first three tracks and they all sound the same, you know, what's coming next. She said, like, what we're hearing from you is totally different songs. She said, it's songs that you sing along to and you listen to. She said, it's an album songs, you know, so like that's a big compliment for us to do and stuff, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, I agree with that. And of course, to Colin's point originally, you're pulling it off. You can still tell it's the same band, but like track one is the full rock assault, you know, Falling Down, Fine Line, which we just heard, that's kind of Dixieland, and just and so on and so forth. You guys really do somehow throw all the styles together, and you know, it's still Joe Symes and the Loving Kind.
Well, yeah, but also, Mike, as well, like,
we get bored very easily, don't we?
Yeah, it's like, you know, all them songs, no matter what arrangement goes on them songs, whether they're Dixieland, jazz, country, you know, like the band, or whatever, like Secretary, the Beatles, or whatever, and stuff, and all that. Them songs can all be played on acoustic guitar and still sound the same, you know, so it's a, if you're going to meet anyone on the songwriting and all that, I always say to myself and all that, I'm like, you know, as I spoke before and all that, I was like, my benchmark is the Beatles. When you open the Beatles core book of songs, you play them songs on guitar, if you use the guitar.
Yeah.
You know? And like, them songs will still stand the test of time. Even in parties, if you like go to parties, play them acoustic guitar and play them songs, everyone still sing along to them. So that's the benchmark that we were at the moment. And like, a lot of people are recognising that, you know, sort of, even like all the new songs that I wrote at the moment and stuff and all that, you know what I mean? So sort of, what you hear now is like, and that's just a taster.
Yeah, and that sets the bar pretty high. I mean, when you're talking about the Beatles, probably the best and most successful pop band ever, and of course, they're from Liverpool, you're from Liverpool, so there's that whole thread has probably permeated your entire lives, just living in their shadow.
Yeah, it is, mate. And like, you know, even look at the layout of the album and stuff, what, like, you know, what you got yourself, you've actually got a physical copy of the CD. And if you look at it and stuff, you know, we are now a business, you know, we are two independent records. The layout of the album, and like, a lot of people commented across the world and like, you know, the UK and Liverpool and stuff and all that, and said, oh, you actually like, you put the lyrics in the album, which is a new thing for some people to do, and it's like, oh, I can actually sing along to the songs. And even the layout of the album and stuff, you know, it's nicely packaged and stuff. And a lot of people turned around and said, well, you know, are you going to put this on vinyl? We'd love to put it on vinyl. You never know.
I think the cover, it's being on vinyl. And obviously, Joe just mentioned a very good thing there about people have said recently, oh, it's great that we've got the lyrics inside the album. Because one thing that really sort of gets my goat sometimes is if I buy an album, and I think, oh, great, I've just bought a song by a particular band, whoever it may be. And I go, oh, great. And then I open the CD, I open up the booklet, and there's like, well, where's the lyrics to the song? You know, obviously you don't obviously consider their lyrics to be important to put the lyrics in the booklet, but we sort of don't want to sort of compare because we believe in the songs that much. We want to sort of go, well, hang on a minute, you know, if you want to really get inside the song and really know what it's about, just, you know, even, you know, aside from just maybe listening to it and enjoying, you know, the sound of it or the vibe to it, then you can open it up and go, oh, so that's what that's about, and that's what that's about, you know what I mean?
That's what I do too. You know, as a listener, the sound grabs me first, and then I'll hear a few keywords, and then I will read the lyrics. So I love having them there kind of as an after-the-fact kind of thing.
That's all good. That's all good, yeah.
You know. Well, the thing is, I mean, like, you know, it's like, you know, not a lot of bands anymore put the lyrics out. You know what I mean? They sort of, you know, type of go, oh, you know, just like the music does the work and stuff. But, like, you know, it's like, you know, we want to, like, put the lyrics on. Some people can, like, you know, go, oh, I'll sing along to that. And, like, everyone will take a book up to the album. It's going to be via iTunes, Spotify,
yep,
on the band website, and, like, physically and stuff. No, but it's like, oh, God, I've got the lyrics on, I can sing along to it. And, like, you know, we've had a lot of massive positive feedbacks from, like, just having the lyrics on the album. And they go, oh, God, and, like, you know, it's like, I can relate to that. I had a period in my life where, like, you know, that happened to me and stuff more. So that's another bonus.
Well, yeah. I think any great song, you know, if someone listens to any great song and it's relevant to their life, then I think you're on to a winner.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, we're here with Joe Symes and Colin White of The Loving Kind, and why don't we take a quick break and listen to another song off of your debut album? What song would be a good one to play right now?
Go on. I'd like to say Lovers Undercover.
Lovers Undercover, track 4. Here we go. Joe Symes and Loving Kind with Lovers Undercover. We'll be right back with the gentleman in about 3 minutes.
End of the night, I hear you
88.7, The Voice, with Joe Symes and The Loving Kind, our guests of the hour, and Lovers Undercover. I'm here with Joe and Colin from the band, and I really like the sound of that one. That's got some pretty nice keyboards on it.
Very well. Very well. Welcome.
Awesome. Awesome. So what's the overall theme of the album? I've got my own ideas, but there's definitely kind of a theme going on to this album.
Yes, there is. The theme of the album is experience. So we start off with Falling Down, where it's in like, you know, sort of like a live environment. And it's basically like the whole theme behind the album is one individual and like his, you know, day-to-day routine and stuff and all that. And the fact that like, you know, he doesn't know like what's going on and stuff and all that. So he's just living day to day and stuff and all that, you know. So that's basically the theme of the album. You start off Falling Down and take, like, you know, it's a rocker. It's like, you know, in like a live environment, like in a pub or a bar, you know, as you'd say, like in the US and stuff and all that. And then it goes to like, you know, back to reality of like, you know, home life and like, you know, responsibility. And then like, the next track is like, you know, weekends, you know, out and like socialize and stuff and all that. And you know, it's a theme. I mean, I could go to it and like put it down to you detail by detail and detail, but like, right, you know, right. The thing, I know what it's about.
Yeah. You
know, myself personally, I know what's up from start to finish. But what I'd like to do is like, you know, the listener and the, you know, general public that are buying the album is give their interpretation of it, because a lot of the songs are on the album and stuff and all that, people contacted me personally on Facebook, email, and have said like, oh, you know, that relates to me, and like, I can really like, you know, and like, which is like, really good, like, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's really good that like, you know, people can like,
very good, sort of,
you know, put them songs into like, and like, incorporate them into like their daily, like, you know, living and stuff and that, you know, so it's all good, mate.
Absolutely. And I can't believe that we're almost done with the interview. We've got like 3.5 minutes left. So I want to ask you real quick, where can our listeners find out more about Joe Symes and The Loving Kind and purchase the album?
Yeah, you can buy the album on iTunes, Spotify, and from our official band website, which is www.joesymes.co.uk. And you can find us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all the relevant sites and stuff and all that. We'll be able to download the music and contact the band and speak to us personally and stuff.
Great, great. And where, or I should say, what's next for you guys? And, you know, have you got some gigs coming up, some more recording sessions? What's next for The Loving Kind?
We've got so many gigs coming up. We've actually, a few weeks ago, I think we're back in the studio again, it's in about 2 weeks' time. We've actually made the start on a double A-side single. Huh? Obviously, yeah, the two A-sides and obviously one B-side, so it'll be 3 tracks. They're not on the album. They're not going to be on the next album. It's just a standalone product. And that's going to be out possibly by about the end. It'll be released by the end of February.
Nice.
But we're actually really pleased that I think it was only about 2 months between actually doing the final master of this album and actually going back in to record this. So we're constantly just wanting to do more things and get new stuff out quickly. And even though we're still in the middle of recording this, we're actually making sort of plans for the next album, which we're going to start recording that maybe in the spring of next year, and it'll be out.
14-track album.
It'll be out maybe sort of like maybe this time next year, and that's going to be again 14 tracks that aren't on anything else again as well. So there's.
Well, that nice sounds. That's, yeah. That sounds really good to me, gentlemen. We'll have to talk probably over the winter. We've got just about a minute and a half left. I'm here with Joe Symes and Colin White of The Loving Kind. Gentlemen, thank you so much for spending some time with us here in the middle of the night on your end. What song should we hear as we go out?
Let's see. Ready to Ride.
Ready to Ride, track number 3. You got it. Joe Symes, The Loving Kind. Thanks so much, guys.
Cheers, Mike. Thanks a lot, Mike.